Lotions for sale. Get whatever potion you need right here. I've got something for everyone's needs. You. Yes, you there. Yes, the one I'm pointing at. Come over here. I know I've got something that will pique your interest that I can sell you that can make this trip easier. So come see what I have. What's the harm? Why, yes. That's it, honey. Turn your attention towards me. Don't you worry about my little pet down there on the ground. They'll keep to themselves if you pay them no mind. Now, what are you traveling into town for? Is it for fun, work, just passing through? Fascinating, fascinating stuff. I'm sure I can find something to help you out and make this trip of yours just a bit easier, hun. After all, traveling can always be such a chore, taking so much longer to get places. But don't worry, don't worry, don't worry for even a second, because I have tons of tools to help you on your travels. I just. Where did I put that? Ah, yes, see, here it is. Does this catch your eye? Something else has. That's good. That's wonderful. Everything here can be helpful to the right person, even you. Do you know what it is that you're holding? It is a piece of fabric, but it isn't just an ordinary piece of fabric. What type of seller do you take me for? That piece of fabric is meant to bring the owner good luck. I ripped it right off the tails of the usurper himself. For a traveler like you, sometimes the difference between making it out alive or dead is simply luck. I don't know if you really have the opportunity to pass up something this important, something so critical that could help you. All right, all right. You don't need a good luck charm, I see. You have all the luck you need in this world, honey. That's great, really. It's so wonderful to hear that about you. The universe must be on your side. That's why it brought you to see me, for I have tons of things that can still help you out. Even just thinking about it. See? Wait, wait, wait. I have this. This right here is a potion of flight. And it's going to make everything so much easier. No more having to walk through crowds because you can simply float over the top. If you have to go continue through the forest, you can simply go overhead instead of through, which is going to cut your travel time in half. Sounds like it would be useful, right, hon? I get it. You want to see the world, interact with people. If we don't talk to others, we lose all sense of what makes us human. I understand how you are, and I think I'm starting to understand what you want, hon. So don't worry. This is going to make you happy. Right here, I have a cloak that would be perfect for keeping you warm. On top of looking good, it's dark, so it makes you quite stealthy. Your enemies will have a hard time seeing you in something like that. The black is darker than the night sky. Is this an item that maybe might interest you? My, my. It seems like you are quite a tough customer. No matter. I have something here for everyone, even you. Now I'm determined to find something you'll like. You've been reading the labels of my potions. Does one of them interest you? That one right there? Do you know what it is? That's Ralph's tonic. Whoever drinks it will have a full bladder for 12 hours. Works great if you want to prank someone. Do you want it? The one next to it is Violet's broth. The drinker of that potion will feel like they just woke up from the most amazing nap with some health restored. While it is helpful, it has one of the most awful tastes. Now, I know you've been eyeing the potions, but I have something a little bit rare I could show you if that speaks more to you. I mean, I really shouldn't be doing this. This deck of cards is very rare and one of the most powerful things I have in my inventory. When you draw a card from this deck, it happens instantly to you and there is no returning it to the deck. It simply poofs out of existence, leaving you with whatever consequences may. Only the bravest have been known to pull from the deck of lewd things. I can't even remember the last time someone pulled from it. It's been so long. Everyone's been too scared. No one wants to risk something this big. I'm sure you wouldn't want to take a big risk like that, honey. You seem like you would do better with, this. This eyepiece allows you to see exactly who is around you. Doesn't that sound better than some silly old deck pick? Well, you are a lucky person by nature, it seems. You've got the guts to insist on drawing from the deck. I guess, against my better judgment, I'll let you pull from it. But fair warning, whatever you pull, if you find yourself in some sort of crisis, I won't be able to help you out. You're completely on your own, honey. Now I'm sure everything is going to be perfectly fine. After all, you said it yourself. Luck is normally on your side. That's why you turned down a piece of the usurper's cloak. Didn't even need a potion of flying because nothing ever goes wrong when you're traveling. The universe just wants to help you out. So, take a pick. Draw a card. Let's see what your future holds. Are you sure that's the one you want? Then pull it out. Turn it over. Read your fate, honey. What does the card say? Bound? Well, that's one I haven't seen before. Instantly stripped of all your clothing. The drawer is left bound and helpless. All items disappear, leaving the drawer bound and helpless for an indefinite amount of time. Only an orgasm will break the binding. Wow. Seems like you are in quite the pickle, aren't you? According to the card, you can either stay like this, or you can find someone to fuck you while you're tied up. Rope bit gag in your mouth is gonna make that a little bit difficult, but oh well. Oh, you poor thing. You just keep trying. I'm sorry, honey. I just don't think talking is going to work for you right now. Better stick to yes or no answers, that way you can nod your head. You're not able to move much in this position. Laying flat on your stomach, ankles tied to your wrists behind your back, thighs spread just enough for your leaking hole to be on display. Seems like the card wants you to be fucked, honey. The only question is, do you want my help or someone else's? If you've got a wet hole that needs filling, it only makes sense that I give myself a cock to stuff you with. Wouldn't want you going to someone else when I'm right here. I'm sure someone else could give you what you need, but you're not willing to wait now, are you? You're only going to get more turned on the longer this goes on. Ropes pressing against your soft skin, making indents as you move with my body. Oh, look at you. The guard made sure you were perfectly open and wet enough for me to slide inside. Not a hint of resistance as I move back and forth. Oh, you feel good. Wish I could see your face. Bet you look pretty when you're taking conk. I'll settle for just watching you like this, seeing your thighs bounce with every thrust all the way to the hilts. Nice and easy, honey. Just like that. It feels good to embrace your slutty side, doesn't it? Bound in this rope so tightly. You know it shouldn't, but it does make you feel so much more excited. Adrenaline pumping through your veins as you moan for me. I'm not even going to try to speak with that gag in your mouth now, are ya? It's okay, honey. You don't gotta speak. You're being such a good slut for me, taking it so much better than I thought you would. I'm impressed. Keep it up, hon. Maybe you'll be the first slut to actually make me proud. What a badge of honor for someone like you. This is all you can hope to accomplish, isn't it? Making someone else feel good with this body of yours. All stretched around my glowing cock. You can't help but moan as you feel a burst of magic course through your body. Adding more pleasure, making it harder to concentrate. Don't want you to be able to think for yourself. That's overrated. You're a good slut. You take what you're given and you don't ask for more. You know your place when you're tied like this, don't you? There's really no mistaking what you are like this, hon. Your own need grows with every thrust. It feels so nice. You don't want it to stop, huh? And that's why you're a slut. Oh, I love that noise you made. Right as my hand was reaching between the two of us, starting to stroke you in time, touching you with my thrusts. Going to make sure you come with me, honey. A good slut comes on command. Not before your owner, not after your owner, but whenever your owner commands. Since you're new to this, I'll be generous and give you a countdown. It's the least I could do, considering there's no one. There's no way you could tell me how close you're getting. Have to read your body language as you struggle around the gag in your mouth. Hold tightening around me. You feel my hand on your ropes, forcing your body backwards onto me. A bit harder with every thrust. You feel more pressure, more friction. Can't help but cry out in pleasure. It feels so good, and you're greedy for more. Luckily for you, you can't embarrass yourself completely because of that gag, right? If it wasn't for that gag, you would be begging to come already. You don't seem like the type that is able to hold off on your orgasm for too long. So focused on your own pleasure, on your own orgasm. You've never been played with like this. Little bits of sensitive flesh pop up from the crisscrossing of the rope against you. As you struggle underneath me, squirming so brittly. Keep it up, honey. It only makes me want to fuck into you harder. Moving yourself in sync with me. Taking whatever I give you. You're such a good slut. Making me so proud of you. I love watching your hole make such a mess of my cock. If it wasn't for me stuffing you, I fear you might be the one making a huge mess on the floor, slick and dripping down your inner thigh like a common streetwalker. Oh, fuck. Imagine if someone else had got into you first time. You wouldn't have been able to deny them because of how you were tied up. And who's to guarantee that random stranger would have made you come? That's what breaks the card's binding. The most important factor of all. Do you really think someone else would make a slut like you come? Do you really think they would care to? Oh, fuck. Probably not. It's not like you need to make a slut feel good. The only reason I do is because I want to help you out. I pity you a little bit, pet. Listening to those sounds, my hand never stopping as my cock buries itself deeply inside you. Never felt this good, have you? That's what I like to hear, honey. You're being such a good slut for me. Love how you clench around me, constricting it. It's like you need me inside you more than you need anything else. Getting closer with every thrust. You just want to come. Instead, you find yourself moaning as your body rocks back and forth, impaling you deeper on me. It's all right, hon. You're being so fucking good for me. Taking everything I give you and wanting more. It's a good thing you're not easily broken. I'm impressed. It makes you so much more fun to play with like this. Yeah, you're going to show me what it means to behave and wait for the countdown to come like a proper slut, aren't you? Oh, fuck yeah. So tight around me still. Don't know how you're able to do it, honey, but keep it up. Right there, fuck. Keep going. Don't ever want to pull out of you. Don't ever want to do anything except for this. Oh, you feel too good to give up. Don't know if once is gonna be enough for me. We don't have to use this much rope next time unless you want to. As long as I get another chance with this hole of yours. Oh, fuck right there. Oh, fuck, so fucking close. Oh, that's it, slut. Right there, yeah. Yeah, right like that. You're perfect like this. It would be a crime to have you do anything other than this. Take my cock like it's your only purpose. Oh, so good. Oh, that's real good. Oh, fuck it. Oh, I'm close. I'm close and I can't hold back. Are you ready, hon? Are you ready to come? Then get right to the edge. Because 10, oh, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, oh, fuck, 3, 2, 1. Would you look at that? I've never had a car to break the spell so easily for me. I bet that's something you're happy about, right? I'm glad to see your voice wasn't damaged in the process. You just never know how the magic is going to work. You're lucky that the card decided to gag you and not completely silence your vocal cords. I've seen that happen once or twice before. It appears that every card in my little deck has a different meaning. It changes on the person reading it. How interesting. Do you feel any lingering effects of the magic? Peculiar. So affects the drawer instantly, but also it disappears instantly. That's really good to know, considering not all cards can be broken. Consider yourself lucky for being able to walk free from this. My pet, on the other hand, wasn't so lucky. Ended up drawing the beloved cards. Now they stay as my pet and help me guard my shop. Yes, you do. Your fate could have been much worse, honey. So I guess you were right. You are a lucky person. Fate was on your side because you get to be one of the lucky ones that walk away. Now, let's get you dressed. I can't let you walk into the city wearing practically nothing. That's asking for trouble from the guards. This shirt with these.